I was reading the other day a portion of Bill O'Reilly's new best-selling book on the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. He was telling the story in very vivid imagery and graphic words of the battle at High Bridge, which was one of the last leading to the end of the Civil War. And I was struck because the writing, as many have commented, it was just very well written, I think, and takes you right there to the battlefield. And I just, at that moment, I was just very engrossed in the story. You could almost smell the battlefield. You could hear the cannons going off. You could just sense the incredible loss of humanity, everything that was happening. And I got up just to take a break for a minute, and I walked in the other room, and on the television set was something of modern pop culture. And I just was struck. I just stopped for a minute, and I considered the contrast and really the paradox of leaving a Civil War battlefield and then pop culture in America in year 2011. Are you tracking with me at all? It was quite a contrast. And as I sit here tonight and enjoy this beautiful music, and we come to the lighting of our third Advent candle as we as a church are celebrating this season, I think about the incredible contrasts or paradoxes that surround the story of Christmas as we celebrate it, the incarnation of Jesus Christ. To think that God chose a woman who was a virgin, a young lady, a merely engaged, not yet married, and that would be the vehicle by which the Son of God would come to earth. And to think really for Jesus himself, to imagine what it would be, and I don't know, in the mystery of the incarnation, it's just an amazing thought of how Christ would leave glory, the glories of heaven, the eternal Son of God, and one day wake up in a body on this earth that he had made, an earth that was fallen, an earth that was plunged into darkness. And so even in a moment, as we will celebrate the candle lighting time together and lift up our candles, we'll sense that incredible contrast of light into the darkness. And there's so much of it that surrounds the Christmas message is the contrast. But I think it's within that, the paradox, that God decided that is the way that he would bring his son. You may be here tonight as a guest. You may have not attended a service like this in quite some time, and we're so glad that you've come to celebrate this with us. But we have to realize tonight that the reason for it all, the purpose of it all, is an even further paradox, and that is what the Bible says, that in us asking Christ to forgive us of our sins and to receive him into our heart, the Bible says that God literally comes to live inside of us. And we've just walked through the Sermon on the Mount over the last year, and we just wrapped up today. It was our final conclusion, Matthew chapter 7. And in the midst of, early in the midst of that sermon, Jesus turned to that crowd, and he said, "You are the salt of the earth." And then secondly, he said, "You are the light of the world." And Jesus himself claimed to be that light, and yet he places his light inside of us. And so as we come to this moment, let's celebrate together the light that Jesus brings and gives to us, and that we in turn are to take to our world. It's part of the paradox, really, of the Christmas season. Our third candle is to represent tonight the angels and the shepherds that came and that they worshiped Jesus there in Bethlehem. And we're going to be reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, if you will focus together on the word tonight.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and laying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who were lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.